gospel will overcome. In a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun, where darkness is veiled, the light of the sun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day, each Friday and Saturday at 11:30 and each Sunday at noon. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Well, Gentle Ben is out, Christy.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, but last night in the 11th GOP debate, we had Little Marco.
Yep.
Big Don.
Yep.
That's what Rubio called it. That was funny.
That is funny.
He's trying to get him. He called him Big Don, Donald. Of course, we had Lion Ted.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump called him.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And the governor.
All right.
That's what we had last night. So, anyway, I tell you what, it was another... My goodness, it's embarrassing at this point. It really is.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad.
It gets more and more embarrassing.
I know.
But last night was crazy.
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was an all-out assault on Trump.
Yep.
It was a metaphorical assassination attempt.
Yep.
Trying to kill him before he gets to the convention. At the same time, others have characterized it like this. I'm watching the Republican Party commit suicide.
Mm, yeah.
And that's, you know, all of the above is true. But it's an amazing thing, as we've been saying. The neocons, and I'm not being derogatory when I use that term. I'm talking about neoconservative philosophy, the philosophy of regime change, of interventionism, of global mm-hmm. expansion, of exerting our, you know, will in the world simply because we want to. That is a philosophy that has taken hold of both parties, really,
yep.
in large measure for some time now. But it's really got a stranglehold on them within the last 30 years. But the neocons, they're committed to control.
Mm-hmm.
The neocons in the Republican Party think it's better for Hillary to win than Trump.
Mm.
Ultimately, they obviously don't want Trump. They'd rather have Rubio. They'd rather have Romney. They'd rather have someone. But in the end, they're willing to let the Republican Party go down this year and mm-hmm. let Hillary win if they can keep Trump out of office, because Trump's not a neocon. Now, Trump's got a lot of faults, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just simply saying, philosophically speaking, he's not a neocon. He's not on board with the war party, whether Republican or Democrat. And so that's what we're seeing. Everyone is attacking Trump. Fox News is playing along. Even CNN, and you know, they're attacking him less, but they're playing along.
Right.
Of course, the Dems and the Republicans, the establishment, everyone. It's the neocons, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but that's certainly where the influence is
right.
coming from.
Well, the big question for me is, do you think this metaphorical assassination attempt was successful?
Well, I do not, and that's part of what we want to talk about.
I mean, because Donald Trump did not have good answers last night.
No, he did not. That's true. And we want to get to that. That'll be, I mean, we could jump to it now, but...
We'll get there.
We'll get there. I mean, and I want to get that on the table for our listeners, because that's the main thing. What next? And as you say, we'll talk about it for a minute. Trump did get hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But if you think about a boxing match, it's interesting. I think we have 15 Republican debates. I'm not sure, but I think it's 15.
Okay.
You got 15 rounds in a heavyweight boxing match.
Yeah.
Trump's already won 9 rounds.
Yeah.
So even if he loses the last, what, 6? Unless they knock him out, he still wins. So that's what I mean. I'm just using that as a metaphor. Trump was hit. He was hit badly.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I don't think he's knocked out. We'll talk about why in just a few moments. Let's just get some other things out of the way, though. That's
okay.
What I wanted to do. Kasich, I thought, had his best night.
Yeah, for sure.
Had his best night. I think it's too little, too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still got some concerns on some of his policy positions, just personally, and I don't know if others do as well. But in terms of looking reasoned, measured, good answers, you know, he did harp back on when he was in Washington, when he was in Ohio, but not as much.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't as off-putting to me as he has been in the past. And in terms of some of the things he said, you know, just as a listener, if I'm just sort of, okay, listening between these four men, he sounded the best in a lot of ways. He had his best night.
Right, and with just four people up there on the stage, he had more opportunity to
that's
talk.
Right.
And so that gave people the opportunity to hear him.
Yeah, that's
more.
Right. I also think Ted Cruz had his best night.
And okay, interesting.
If I had to pick a winner, again, it's not my preference, you know, I'm just saying, if I had to pick a winner, I'd say it's Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
He did better than Kasich. I mean, he came across, obviously, knowledgeable, reasoned, measured. He had his attack moments on Trump, but they weren't in the gutter.
Right.
Now, there were a couple of things he said that I thought were, you know, he twisted the truth a little bit and rhetoric and all that. But I'm just saying, from a sheer debate performance, to me, he came off as the most intelligent, it doesn't matter. I don't want to give, you know, too many accolades. We got to move on. It's not that I don't want to. I'm just saying.
Right.
Cruz had a good night. I'll put
okay.
it that way. Rubio, and I don't mean this ugly, he is now irrelevant.
Mm.
That's my opinion. I could be totally wrong. I think he's done. Obviously, you know, he was hitting Trump more than Cruz.
Mm-hmm, he was.
And, you know, before, he was getting in the gutter with Trump. They didn't get in the gutter so much last night, but he just sounded like, and again, I don't mean this ugly, but I don't know how else to describe it, but he sounded like that little yapping dog. He really did. And he was talking over Trump. He wouldn't let him finish. Look, Trump's a bad guy. Trump's in the gutter. We get that.
Right.
That's a given. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that's who he is. You know, Rubio, I think, has ruined his reputation in large measure because he's compromised in order to get down in the gutter with Trump. Cruz, he might have made a mistake or two in the last, you know, couple of weeks, but he hadn't really got down in the gutter like Rubio has. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Okay. So I think Rubio's done. And I think the neocons are done with Rubio. If he wins Florida, you know, they're going to try to push him to the convention. But if he loses Florida, he's done, and I think it's already a foregone conclusion that he's lost Florida.
So,
I don't think he has any chance at all.
Really? So then at this point, you think it's just a two-man race?
Trump and Cruz, that's it. It's a two-man race. That's what I think. Now, what do I know? Not a political analyst. But that's what I think. I think Rubio made the mistake that Jeb Bush made. He tugged on Superman's cape. Tugged on it the wrong way, one too many times, you know what I mean? And one thing we all know, you don't tug on Superman's cape. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, Trump and Superman being morally equivalent. Of course not. Just
well,
saying.
I don't know. I felt
runner.
Like Trump is looking less and less like Superman the more he talks.
Well, yeah. Part of what happened last night. Now, well, you give your take, because I'm doing all the talking.
Well,
I'll give you my take, but
I didn't watch it for very long, quite honestly, because I just got annoyed with all of it.
Yeah.
And I was actually watching with my grandma, and I just I was just sitting there thinking, man, I'm just so tired of hearing him say the same thing over and over, and I just don't want to watch it anymore. So
yeah, and
it's
I can tell you, your grandma. is not a Trump
no,
fan.
No, she is not.
And I'm not either. Just want to say that.
Right. Well, what I thought was interesting was they kept not just the other debate, not just the other candidates, but even the moderators were attacking him and going after him, and they pulled up all of these stats and fact checks and whatnot. And you said this? Did you really mean this? You know that this is a contradiction. And I felt like they haven't really done that as much with the other candidates.
Right.
No,
that's true.
Is that true?
From time to time, they've done a little bit here, a little bit there. And, you know, in the past, maybe, you know, a gotcha question here or there.
Right.
But no, they entered into a debate with Trump last night, and they were on him all night.
Because I feel like if they were to have done that with either Rubio or Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I don't know about Kasich. Maybe he would have been good. I don't know. But Rubio or Cruz, I think that they might have been in just as big of a hole as Donald Trump if they were to actually peg him question after question with graphics and charts and whatnot.
Well, and I think that's my take on Trump. You know, Fox News, I think they set him up. Not that I care at one level, but they at another I do. They set him up. They talked about how they're dropping Rubio. I mean, they let out these little feelers.
Mm.
Megyn Kelly's going to make nice with Trump, you know, the whole bit. Trump came out. Remember, he was nice to Megyn.
Right.
He said something like, you look very nice or something like that. You're looking well. I don't remember exactly what he said. But all of a sudden, you know, there was a turn, and I think it was a trap. And so now you've got the candidates on stage, Rubio and Cruz hitting him. You got the moderators hitting him. The only one that didn't really hit him was Brett Baer. But Wallace and Kelly, they're hitting him. And, you know, unfortunately, if you're not prepared for that, you don't think that's coming. And Trump, we all know, he doesn't do debate prep. The other guys, they do debate prep. They got new material. They got things they want to say.
Debate prep.
And he just answers off the cuff. And he got in trouble. And what happens is, you know, when you're being pelted like that, you get so frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been in situations like that myself, and it's hard to think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, why aren't you listening to me? I've told you the facts, and why are you saying that? And why are you misrepresenting me here? And why'd you bring that up? Because that's not true, and I'm trying to tell you, but Rubio, yep, in my ear, and I can't answer. And that leads to an incoherence, and it leads to bad answers. And
mm-hmm.
I honestly, I think that's what happened to Trump last night. Not that he's got a sterling record.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, I wouldn't say that at all, but they are mischaracterizing a lot of these things. For example, one of the tactics last night and even before and even this morning, the whole Trump University thing,
mm-hmm.
they're calling it a fraud case. Well, it's not a fraud case.
Right. For a fraud case, you can go to prison.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a criminal offense. It's a civil case. And, of course, what would have been better for Trump is if he'd have held up his hand and said, whoa, wait, just a minute. Let me tell you what happened. You know, 98% the report card, love the course. A lot of folk don't. That's always going to be the case. Just because you take a course doesn't mean you're going to get rich. Not everybody has the capability of actually implementing the course.
Right.
And so disgruntled people are going to go public. And so folk went public in the beginning. We didn't have any counter information out there. Didn't, you know, maybe we should have foreseen that, maybe not. And yes, the Better Business Bureau gave us a D-. But once we came out with the report cards and all this other information, well, then the Better Business Bureau upgraded our rating to an A. But see, he didn't get to say that. He was
I don't know that they would have even let him say that if he
well,
tried.
Well, no, he tried to say it, and then they cut him off. But there again, all this is doing, it's backfiring. It is backfiring on the establishment. Have you heard the talk about the Romney attack yesterday?
Just a little bit.
Oh, it's backfiring. And here's the point. This is why, you know, this is why I said what I said a moment ago. You just don't. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't mess around with Big Don. I'm kidding. Big Don's bad in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah.
We'll analyze a little bit more after the break. We hope it's informative. Hope it's challenging. Stay tuned. Be right back.
The digital tools today are very powerful, and if we can't handle them carefully, then maybe we shouldn't be handling them until we can handle them carefully.
The dangers and benefits of digital media with the president of Media Talk 101, Philip Telfer. Join us for part two of our conversation next time on Licensed to Parent.
Licensed to Parent every Monday at 11 a.m. on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 FM.
Among the hottest social and religious issues of recent times is the changing nature of marriage and the family. Both are being redefined in ways many find troubling. What is to be done about the perversions of these historically grounded institutions? Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary will explore the Bible's answers at its annual conference March 8th through the 10th at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church in Simpsonville. Tuesday and Wednesday evening sessions are free and open to the public. More information and online registration at gpts.edu. That's gpts.edu. Don't miss this critical event if you value a biblical understanding of marriage and family. That's March 8th through the 10th at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church in Simpsonville, sponsored by Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, host of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast, encouraging you to attend this year's GPTS conference. You won't be disappointed.
If you're college bound, come to the TD Convention Center on Saturday, March 19th for the Upstate South Carolina National College Fair. Representatives from over 120 colleges will be represented, and financial aid and standardized testing workshops will be held. Admission is free. The Upstate South Carolina National College Fair will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 19th at the TD Convention Center. Register now at go2mynCF.com.
Thanks for listening to Christian Talk 660.
Are tugging hard on that cake. They're trying. The neocons, you know what they're doing. I mean, think about Romney's speech yesterday.
Yeah.
By all accounts, Romney's irrelevant. All right, it backfired. I saw one poll. They asked, I guess it was CNN or somebody asked, should a failed presidential candidate be sticking out? 90% said no.
You know,
go away. Anyhow, but you know, Romney basically encouraged the voters to, you know, go for Rubio in Florida.
Right.
And he encouraged the voters to go for Kasich in Ohio. See, they're not coalescing behind, you know, one candidate. Go for Rubio. Go for Kasich. I mean, what? There's a strategy there. Strategy, almost.
Well, you said it.
Yeah.
Strategy. Oh, man.
What's going on? I couldn't get the word strategy out. Forgive me.
So you reverted to George Bush.
So I reverted, yes.
Yeah, all right. So, well, you said it. They're not pushing one candidate at this. Usually, at this time, the establishment, they're pushing one candidate, the front runner.
That's right.
But the front runner is Donald Trump, and they don't want him.
That's right.
So they're trying to take delegates away from him in these other states and, you know, push Rubio in Florida, Kasich in Ohio, and et cetera, and to set him up for the convention
that's
coming up so that he doesn't have as many delegates.
That's right. He doesn't get to the magic number of 1,237.
Right.
And, you know, he falls short on the first ballot. They have a second ballot, and now we can put somebody else in there, whether it's Cruz or, you know, Romney or whoever. I don't think it's going to be Rubio. I think he's done. But anyway,
right.
We'll see what happens.
Now, do you really think it's going to be Romney?
Well, you know, they did yesterday, but it was such a fail. And that's what you young people talk about? Fail.
Yeah,
hashtag fail or something. I don't
epic
know.
Epic fail.
Epic fail, yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll throw their hands up and say, okay, the strategy didn't work.
I mean, seriously, do they really think Mitt Romney is going to beat Hillary Clinton?
Well, yeah, again, I would think not. It would, again, be the definition
he already lost.
Of insanity. You know,
like,
doing the same
thing. Let's just put that out there. He lost already.
Yeah, he's already lost two presidential bids.
You That's know, not a good
yeah,
track record.
Not a good track record. So, I don't know. Right now, they're certainly not coalescing behind Cruz.
Right.
They should be, in a sense. If they don't like Trump, they should be. But, again, they don't think Cruz can beat Hillary. That's the issue. They think Romney is a better chance. That's why they're, you know, that's why the conservatives and the establishments within the party are fighting with one another.
Right.
All right? But, anyway, they're just hoping against hope something happens
at the convention. I saw a recent poll that said that not even Donald Trump was going to could beat Hillary. I don't know. What do you think about
that? There's lots of different polls. But obviously, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think Trump can beat Hillary. I think with all the problems, with all the attacks, Hillary's record is worse, and I think Trump is better in a fight than Hillary. And Trump's not going to be hit.
Not last night.
Well, he's fighting four candidates plus three moderators.
Right.
But he's going to be fighting Hillary head-to-head.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, I haven't even begun. And all he said was, a few weeks ago, one word. Hillary called him sexist, right? And he said, Bill Clinton. That's all he had to say. And it's true. I know Hillary's going to bring up a lot of stuff. I do. And look, I could be wrong. I just think there's enough momentum out there. And again, this is not my thing. It's not that I want revenge or I hate this or that. You know, I'm a Christian.
Well, they ask.
But,
no, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you've got enough anger out there. People, they want the anti-system candidate, and that crosses the lines. That's why Bernie's getting so much, but they're not going to elect Bernie. And you're going to get Democrats, far more Democrats cross over and vote for Trump than you're going to get Republicans to vote for Hillary. So, my personal opinion, right or wrong, Trump can win the general easier than any one of the other candidates.
Well, they asked him about that last night at the debate. They said, you gave, you know, Hillary this money at this time, and you've been a supporter
He's a businessman.
Of her. And
That's
they asked
answer.
Him, and they asked him, can you beat her on the debate stage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't, from a general standpoint, I don't know that the general viewers are going to think that he could, based on the answer that he gave.
Well, here's the deal. Nobody's making a decision based on last night's debate.
Right.
Now, you asked earlier, and so we're back around to that. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Trump supporters are going to stand firm. There's no Trump supporter. They're all in. They're rabid. There's no Trump supporter going to abandon Trump based on last night or based on anything. They've proven that over and over again. They've already factored in his past.
Yeah.
You see, they know who he is. They know what he's. They don't care. They just want to topple the machine, okay? They want to storm the Bastille or whatever. I'm just, you know, whatever metaphor you want to put on it. Let's go to the Drudge poll. We always do
all
that.
Right.
And again, who won the debate? That's the question he asked. But again, I've already said, I think Cruz won the debate. I think Kasich had his best night. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you look at these numbers, 55% of Drudge readers said Trump won.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So what's the point? The point is it's not that they thought he won. It's that that's who they're voting for, right?
Yeah.
500,000 people. And you could say, well, that's not very many. That is huge. It is a massive sample. I mean, and you're talking about 300 million people in the United States. How many vote? I don't know.
Right. I don't know. It's
maybe. I don't even know. I'm not even going to take a guess. But I would venture to say maybe, I don't know, less than 10 million. I mean, I have no idea.
30%.
Or is it 100 million? I don't
30%,
know.
30%? I don't know.
But it ain't 3 million. 3 billion. What, how many people?
330 million or something like that.
Look at me. I've reverted to my southern charm. It ain't 300
million. Oh,
there's
3 billion people in America.
Yeah. 330 million or something like that. Anyway. But the Drudge readers, Trump, 55%.
Wow.
Cruz, 26%.
Amazing.
Kasich, 15%.
Kasich over Rubio?
Over Rubio.
Oh, poor Rubio.
You know how many votes Rubio got? 5%.
Wow.
They agree with me. He's done.
Oh.
So the Trump supporters are going to stand firm. The Trump haters are going to stand firm.
That's
right?
For sure.
But there are some who will go for Trump who were not necessarily going for Trump before.
And
rather than losing votes, I think Trump's going to gain votes.
Really?
I really do. Why, you ask?
I did.
Well,
why?
There are some people who are seeing what the Republican Party is doing, eating their own, for example, and they've been hearing this talk about a broker convention, and if he goes in there with 1,000 delegates and they try to take it from him, they're going to say they stole it from him.
Yep.
If he goes in there with 600 delegates and somebody else has 600 delegates and they have a 4-5, okay, maybe people are going to live with that. But I'm simply saying at this point, there are people who think what the Republican Party is doing unfair, and they're going to cast a vote for Trump to stick it in the GOP's eye.
Wow.
That's what they're going to do. I mean, that's just the way people are. Then, of course, there are those that hate Hillary so bad, they're going to swallow whatever they have to swallow, and they're going to vote for Trump.
Mm.
All right? And then
if they don't put Trump up not if Trump doesn't get the nomination.
I'm saying people in the country.
Okay.
And a lot of them are going to vote in the primaries coming
right.
up. And
yeah.
You're asking me where Trump voters are coming from, why he's not going to lose votes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
answering. I'm simply saying there are those who think the Republican Party is unfair. There are those who hate Hillary. And last night is only going to fan the flame.
Mm.
With reference to those who think what the GOP is doing is unfair, and those who hate Hillary, they're gonna vote for Trump in the end anyway.
Mm.
All right, because we're getting down to crunch time. And then there are people like me. I mean, I've said many, and I go back and forth. I'm a libertarian. I'm a Christian. And New Covenant Christianity drives you to a libertarian public policy position in civil society.
Mm-hmm.
Though, obviously, I'm not in favor of immorality or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll talk about that another time. But even people like, so what I'm saying is I don't have a dog in the hunt right now.
Right.
I wouldn't vote for any of these guys, you know, no offense. I'm not being ugly. I'm just saying I wouldn't. I just sit it out.
Right.
But there are two reasons that I might cast a vote for Trump in the general. And again, we're talking about the general. I mean, our primary's already passed. I didn't vote for Trump. But I might cast a vote for Trump, and then first off, of course, I don't like Hillary. But you see with what's going on how despicable the insiders of the GOP really are. I mean, I'm not a Democrat. Yeah. I'm not associated with any party. I'm not even associated with the Libertarian Party. The Democrats are just as evil, but you see it. It is out front now. And to see the end of this despicable control, to see the end of neocon control. I'm mixing two reasons. I might go ahead and vote for Trump. Maybe liberty gains a fuller hearing. And the other issue for me is our foreign policy. People have no idea how foolhardy, how destructive our foreign policy is. And if there is not a course correction, we literally are on the brink of economic collapse. And we're
right.
on the brink
Absolutely.
Of some kind of catastrophic war. And we've got to stop.
But do you...
But it's, and part of it is a human rights issue. And part of it is Christian. We're ministers of peace. But part of it is our own self-preservation as well. Okay, go
right.
ahead.
Right, I see what you're saying. And we're almost out of time, but do you really think that anything he says is actually substantive other than the fact that he's the man outside?
It's not about being substantive. He's not going to rattle off detailed policy bullet points like those guys who prepare for a debate. He's got some core beliefs that he has. He's a businessman, and what he's going to do is when things come before him, he's going to look at all the options, he's going to get all kinds of advice, and he's going to make a decision. That's how he operates.
Yeah.
But there are some substantive things that he said. He's thought through some things like interventionism.
Right.
He is a non-interventionist, and that's the biggest thing. And I think that's the biggest thing facing our world today. If you're dead, religious freedom doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Now, look, does that mean I'm not in favor of religious freedom? Look, Baptists, above all, throughout history have fought for religious freedom, not just for ourselves, but for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Religious freedom is rooted in a biblical worldview. And I'm on record, not as a prideful thing, but I'm on record as being in favor of religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm simply saying we're on the precipice, and I don't think folk realize it.
Right. No, they.
Now, do I think Trump is a wonderful guy? No. Do I think a lot of his domestic policy is wonderful? No. No. Would I vote for Trump? You know, in all things being equal? No. But I'm simply answering your question why I think Trump is going to win and be the next president of the United States, unless they... You know, somehow get him out at the convention,
right.
for lack of a better word. You know, eliminate him at the convention. He's gonna have more delegates than anybody else going into the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And if he makes it to the general, he will win because of the reasons that I've cited.
All right.
We'll talk more about it next time on the Dean's List.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Join us each week at 11:30 on Friday and Saturday, and noon on Sunday for The Dean's List.
And the gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.